8, in southern Judea. By the end of April, the opposition to Jesus among the Pharisees and Sadducees had become so pronounced that the Master and his apostles decided to leave Jerusalem for a while, going south to work in Bethlehem and Hebron. The entire month of May was spent in doing personal work in these cities and among the people of the surrounding villages. No public preaching was done on this trip, only house-to-house visitation. A part of this time, while the apostles taught the gospel and ministered to the sick, Jesus and Abner spent at En-Gedi, visiting the Nazarite colony. John the Baptist had gone forth from this place, and Abner had been the head of this group. Many of the Nazarite brotherhood became believers in Jesus, but the majority of these ascetic and eccentric men refused to accept him as a teacher sent from heaven because he did not teach fasting and other forms of self-denial. The people living in this region did not know that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem. They always supposed the Master had been born at Nazareth, as did the vast majority of his disciples, but the 12 knew the facts. This sojourn in the south of Judea was a restful and fruitful season of labor. Many souls were added to the kingdom. By the first days of June, the agitation against Jesus had so quieted down in Jerusalem that the Master and the apostles returned to instruct and comfort believers. Although Jesus and the apostles spent the entire month of June in or near Jerusalem, they did no public teaching during this period. They lived for the most part in tents, which they pitched in a shaded park or garden, known in that day as Gethsemane. This park was situated on the western slope of the Mount of Olives, not far from the brook Kidron. The Sabbath weekends they usually spent with Lazarus and his sisters at Bethany. Jesus entered within the walls of Jerusalem only a few times, but a large number of interested inquirers came out to Gethsemane to visit with him. One Friday evening, Nicodemus and one Joseph of Arimathea ventured out to see Jesus, but turned back through fear even after they were standing before the entrance to the Master's tent. And, of course, they did not perceive that Jesus knew all about their doings. When the rulers of the Jews learned that Jesus had returned to Jerusalem, they prepared to arrest him. But when they observed that he did no public preaching, they concluded that he had become frightened by their previous agitation, and decided to allow him to carry on his teaching in this private manner, without further molestation. And thus affairs moved along quietly until the last days of June, when one Simon, a member of the Sanhedrin, publicly espoused the teachings of Jesus, after so declaring himself before the rulers of the Jews. Immediately a new agitation for Jesus' apprehension sprang up, and grew so strong that the Master decided to retire into the cities of Samaria and the Decapolis.